This is the Sabbath, seventh day of the 11th month, 45th year of the 120th Jubilee. Dear friends, today we study Ezekiel part 8, FO268. Now, the wars of the end and the final empire of the ten toes of the beast, seen in Daniel chapter 2, F0272, are now coming to a head. All of Moscow's available air defence systems are in firing positions from the URL report, and the Russian-NATO conflict is imminent. Patriarch Kirill says that any desire to destroy Russia would mean the end of the world, so the bitchute.com URL states. US Defence Secretary discusses support for Ukraine at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. Everything can change this Friday, so also the BitChute article states. Now see this report by Gonzalo Lira to George Galloway, and Gonzalo is in the Ukraine. The losses in Ukraine and Russia from the conflict are covered in the URL. And the summary is Russian losses, 23 planes, 56 helicopters, 200 drones, 889 tanks and armoured vehicles, 427 artillery pieces, 12 anti-aircraft systems, 18,480 dead, 44,500 wounded, 323 captured. Number of soldiers in the field, 418,000. Reserves, 3,500,000. A massive influx of salarymen, that is mercenaries, from abroad was observed in the Wagner unit. Ukrainians lost 302 planes, 212 helicopters, 2,750 drones, 6,320 tanks and armoured vehicles, 7,360 artillery pieces, 497 anti-aircraft systems, 157,000 dead, 234,000 wounded, 17,230 prisoners. The number of soldiers on the ground, 734,000. Mobilization for the filling of military units in the amount of 100,000 soldiers is underway. 234 dead NATO soldiers, officers, instructors and operatives from the US and Great Britain. 2,458 dead NATO soldiers, Poland, Germany and Lithuania. 5,360 dead mercenaries. Israeli intelligence is considered fairly reliable in the compilation of this data. Douglas McGregor covers the conflict and the major false flag operation that's set to hit Ukraine and the full Russian force invasion, which will be underway within the next couple of weeks. Ukraine has lost the war before it even started, so says Professor Michael Chosudovsky in the URL. Davos and the cracks in the NATO, so covered in the YouTube URL. World Economic Forum says 100 days to outrace the next pandemic in its latest propaganda piece, covered in the URL. Medical journalist Jane Burgermeister, the New World Order exposed, German with English subtitles, 2009, and it shows the effects of the New World Order. The AIDS in Germany appears to be coming from the vaccines, because as the death toll continues to rise, it has become clear that something is not right and that the true impact of the COVID-19 injections needs to be fully understood. If COVID-19 injections causing acquired immune deficiency syndrome in early 2022 are not to blame for Germany recording a 276% increase in excess deaths in 2022 compared to 2020, then the German government needs to explain to the public what on earth is. You see that in the URL on the alarming numbers of vaccinating developing AIDS. Also, rumble.com, Brian Hooker talking about Germany's all-cause mortality doubled in the first quarter. Rainer Fuelmich calls for an international investigation. He's the head of the international team dealing with this pandemic, pseudo-pandemic. See also his comments in the twitter.com URL. AIDS is the end result of the vaccine injections to destroy the immune system. See live after talk with George Webb in the URL. Inhalable vaccines are the next step. This is the way they force inject everyone. Now, Malone appears to be a problem in this. He's making profits out of the problem by moving from organisation to organisation and dealing with them. The answer is you fight them or die. Looks like AU is leading the way down the rat hole. They have been betrayed by their politicians in all parties. They're commencing to die and to miscarry and become infertile because they took the poison vaxes. AU leads the world now in infertility. You see that covered in the URL. Pfizer director gets caught wanting to mutate COVID to profiteer on future injections. You see the full video here. Jordan Tristan Walker. And I think you would be shocked, or should be shocked, by these people and the deliberate murder of so many people. In Canada, 80 doctors died in the last 60 days. You see that covered in the URL. And none of this is trivial. None of this is insignificant. India, you see the URL. Just to remind all Indians that Pfizer tried to bully the government of India into accepting conditions of indemnity. So Chandrasekhar tweeted on Friday. The minister then accused three prominent opposition leaders of pushing foreign vaccines during COVID. It was treason. Hospitals are paid to kill patients. Clear explanation of how hospitals are paid to kill patients. Quote, "Dear Lord, we paid taxes to get killed. Heads need to roll over this scam." Covered in the URL. It's all a complete farce. WEF chauffeur admitted that VIP elites refuse to ride in electric cars and demand gas-powered, that is, petrol vehicles. The chauffeur went on to explain that the elites believe electric vehicles are very dangerous, and the elites believe they should only be used by common people. See the newspunch.com URL below. Climate change is a farce to destroy the West economically, as we see by the comments and actions of the Chinese Communist Party in China. They just confirmed our worst fears regarding climate change. They don't believe that it's happening and they have no intention of reducing their emissions. Cliff High says it will not be wise to hang out around these elites, as the people will go crazy in anger over being betrayed and destroyed. And that's what we've been saying for some time. The people will kill them. The people will spontaneously commence to kill these globalists and every politician with links to the World Economic Forum and Big Pharma. The only chance the politicians have to live is to put the leaders on trial and execute them. They may well stage World War III in Europe to take control of the masses, and pray God deals with them all soonest. And the better news, all 12 parts of Ezekiel F-026 are now on the web, and we have started the commentary on Jeremiah F-024. Part 1 is ready to record, Part 2 will follow soon. Study these things, and it's worthwhile studying the URLs that are attached so you realise just how serious this issue is. Wade Cox, Coordinator General.